There's no friendly match or whatever. Every game is serious.
The guy got a strategy, the guy got a plan, and his selection was the best.
They play that one-touch football that we all adore as South Africans. South Africa stand a good opportunity for being recognized as one of the top teams in Africa once again.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. What a fantastic weekend. On Sunday, we saw Coach Nseke's first match in charge of Bafana Bafana in the Nelson Mandela Challenge in Port Elizabeth. In a tough match against Mali, we grinded out a 2-1 win with man of the match Dean Furman converting from the spot and Temba Zwane finishing on the brink of halftime. Mali managed to pull one back in the 75th minute but could not find an equalizer. It was tense, but it was the perfect start for Coach Nseke ahead of next month's AFCON qualifiers, which begin with a clash against Ghana. There was no PSL action, but we still got great club football. First up on the weekend, Kaizer Chiefs silenced all the doubters in the Shell Helix Cup. They scored 4 in the first half against Sundowns with beautiful combination play from Kamabiliat and Leonardo Castro. Sundowns brought 2 back in the second half, but it wasn't enough, and Amakosi claimed all of the bragging rights in the end. After the match, we asked you to send in your voice note reactions, and this is what you had to say. This is Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Every team supposed to take each and every game serious because they are there to entertain us, the fans. There's no friendly match or whatever. Every game is very, very serious.
All I can say is that Kaizer Chiefs, Swabisa Baloyi, man. Swabisa Baloyi. Beat Mamelodi Sundowns and the pain is being felt by Orlando Pirates fan. So, yeah, it's all ecstasy. Kaizer Chiefs, Swabisa Baloyi, man.
Yeah, Chiefs played very well. I wish they can transform this performance to the league when they meet Sundowns on the 27th at Loftus Stadium.
What a great game today. Like, I really enjoyed it, especially, you know, I like that combination of Billiard and Castro. Like, they played the way they used to play at Sundowns, you know. Like, Kaizer Chiefs today killed the game.
Hey, indlaleleka iKaizer. The Sundowns. Yes, bonge kakhulu for iKaizer. Igame ibimnandi, igrandi. Futhi sibonga ukuthi sithole idabe enamagoals amaningi kanjena, unlike i-current black label, because kwi-current black label gcina i-match end up ngo-1-0, 2-1. So kuyinjabulo ukubona i-derby e-Sundowns ne-Kaizer iphela ngamagoli amangaka. 4-2, grateful, and I'm happy for my team, Kaizer Chiefs, ukuthi winile, ngijabulile kakhulu.
Kaizer Chiefs made it a point that they want to prove the point against the Mamelodi Sundowns, that they want to beat them. And the coach did the best on the first half of the game to suck the image of the Mamelodi Sundowns through the goals. And 4 goals in the first half of the game is not easy to cover them. Even if the team can slow the pressure on the second half of the game, but it is too hard to reach 4 goal margin.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey Sokala Duma listeners, the Sokala Duma social media app has finally launched. Head to Google Play or Apple App Store, search Sokala Duma and download it now. You can earn airtime, data, and a whole lot more for simply taking selfies and sharing them.
After that enthralling home win for Coach Nseke's Bafana Bafana, we also asked for your reactions. This is how you reacted to his first match in charge.
It seems as we've got a coach now. Yeah, we are going on the right direction. It's promising that we will win the games. The guy got a strategy, the guy got a plan, and his selection was the best.
The performance of Bafana Bafana is right. It's been a goal. It's a goal. It's a goal. The future is bright. It's a goal. And a goal. Otherwise, all in all, the performance is right from me back forward until up front is like otherwise young into America, otherwise the legal.
Yeah, I mean, in general, we should see. Yeah, at least South Africa and go to the legal. and futhi shayile ihlombe coach Molofintseng ngokufaka iskim esidlala kahle ya nje nokuthi anike abanye abadlalithi banabo ukuthi badlale njengoba sibonile omonara namhlanje belitholile ukuba badlale ya noma uphisite bengadlalanga kodwa ke siyabonga nje ngokuthi sigwazile futhi nokuthi siwine naye simhalalisele ukuthi Molofintseng ngokuthi athole iwin kumdlalo wakhe wokuqala.
Bafana played well against Imani, but it's rough, Madodai. My one only game that, their game is rough. But I think the boost of Tulan Serrero on the middle of park and in the middle of park, I saw something like even Tembazwana, they brought in Tembazwana. He showed something. I say congratulations for Ntsikininsi and also the technical team. And also the nation to believe in him. Let's give him support and let's add support him. He will show us add something. And congratulations for our goalkeeper, Roy Williams, to save that shot on target. Also, I think we did well, actually. We did well. And congrats for all the support, the atmosphere behind the stadium, all people of South Africa. Let's go there and support Ntsikininsi because I see something on him. He has that potential. Look at the boost of Tulan Serrero and even Romeo, Kennedy, Rasmus, he shot something. Even Mato and Chacha in the back, they are disciplined.
I think that it was a good shift from the boys. He brought in new faces in the team. Tapelo Morena, we saw Innocent Mayela. It was good to see an old face in Tulani Serrero, who actually was outstanding in that game. Bradley Khrobla put in a good shift, despite not getting a goal. Overall, a terrific performance from Bafana Bafana, especially the centre-back pairing. I think that he took the right decision in putting in Matsoho instead of Umkhwanazi, but I cannot falter what they were doing. Mali are a strong team and they deserve the goal that they scored, Mali. But overall, I think Bafana Bafana were on the front foot. They played that one-touch football that we all adore as South Africans. Thembi Nkosi-Lorch was outstanding. Themba Zwane coming on, outstanding. Obviously, a couple of players need the opportunity to play, but we cannot complain. It's still early days, but I think that with the new blood that he has brought into the team, Molofintseng, South Africa stand a good opportunity for being recognized as one of the top teams in Africa once again. It's a big win. We are satisfied. We cannot complain. And congratulations to the head coach for his first win with the national team.
Sokoladuma Radio.
That's all for today's show. We'll be bringing you plenty of shows this week, so stay tuned. But for today, that's how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic week.
Sokoladuma Radio.
Sokoladuma Radio.